100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Morning. Welcome to your Thursday, or as we're now calling it, Friday's Friday.
I like that.
Yeah.
Coined by Scott.
Oh, hardly.
Accidentally discovered by me.
Team effort.
Okay. It was a team effort. And
did I miss something?
No, yeah, it's Friday's Friday. So, okay. Like, you know how Friday is the weekend?
Yes.
Basically.
Basically. Might as well.
Because you're right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. We're right next to Friday. Oh, hello, Friday. I see you there through the glass.
Close enough is good enough in my eyes.
Look, there's still another terrible, terrible alarm to wake up to tomorrow morning.
Come on.
I'm not looking forward to it.
This is the best job in the world. Hey, how was everyone's day slash evening yesterday around the team?
Brilliant. Grocery shopping, and I checked out the recommendation you gave me to go to the Asian supermarket.
Oh, Quanmart?
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Loved it. So good. So much good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Your eyes are on stalks in that place.
Literally, and I was looking for specifically this type of mochi that my girlfriend and I tried when we were in Japan.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it? That was mochi.
Whatever.
No, mochi's right.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Found it.
Yes!
Oh, that's a win. That is a big win. That's a huge win for your hump day.
Did you get any dumplings?
No.
Oh.
No. It was riding the high of getting the sesame mochi and then bought a couple of chips and snacks along the journey and went, you know what? I'm content.
That is good. That's good stuff.
Mm.
While we continue food chat, how's this for an interesting one I did last night?
Mm.
Chopped sage and garlic butter mushrooms in the oven. Baked away.
Not a mushroom fan. Yeah. Don't have mushroom for
Jamie
them in the diet.
Oliver.
Yeah, well, you know
well,
what?
Mushrooms are nature's steak, Scott.
What? No.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've heard that
Thank
said before.
You.
I have heard that said before.
Would it not is. Say that.
Do you like steak?
I like steak.
There we go. You'd love these. They're nature's steak. Seems like I won't be cooking mushrooms.
You will not
visit.
Be.
Oh,
you
no,
will
no.
Not
make them for me.
Oh,
make
you
them.
Like you like the mushrooms.
Give me the whole
very
tray.
Good. Very good.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Away from local sport, let's go interstate sport. Let's talk about the State of Origin, guys.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's talk about it.
You're right, you're going to turn
mics
on.
Yeah, I'm going to turn mine on.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it? What were your thoughts?
I didn't because I just went to sleep.
I watched it in full. It
did was, you?
I watched it in full. And I had some thoughts.
Did
okay.
You?
Mm. Sad thoughts?
Hang on, before we go into thoughts, let's just say
Ari
this.
Says not your thoughts
hang
yet.
Hang on, not yet. New South Wales have taken away the win for game two, which is fantastic. That means we're still in it. We're going to a series decider.
Okay. Those are your thoughts.
Yeah. 38-18. Okay, go
What
Scott.
Are your thoughts, Scott?
How does a team backflip so much?
What do you mean?
As in, the first game was an absolute bloodbath for Queensland, and we backflipped conveniently. Now, I'm not saying anything. You don't put words in my mouth, but a team doesn't backflip like that.
As in, the
Maroons looked bad,
right.
And the Blues were exceptional. I'm not going to deny it was great to see the Blues win, but how did the Maroons perform so badly?
What are you suggesting?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Come on, Scott. Don't hold your secret
I'm not
words.
Suggesting anything. Nothing, and there's no allegations here.
He's hiding a secret,
not
isn't
at
he,
all.
Ari?
But it's amazing that a stellar performance by the Maroons in Game 1 with very few changes to their lineup, if anything, changes to their lineup that supported them with the return of Reece Walsh, has then seen a dominant Blues come in and wipe the floor with them. When, why couldn't we do that? There were a handful of changes to the Blues, but the Maroons didn't stand up, and I don't understand why.
Because it's sport, and sport can be unpredictable. That's all I'm going to say to that.
I'd say that's fair.
Mm.
I debate that.
Look,
what
is
he debate?
I'm not.
You've got to say.
I'm not saying it.
Why
I'm
not?
He's
I'm
saying
not,
it's rigged.
I'm not saying that at all.
Yes,
I would never
say
exactly
that. Exactly what you're insinuating.
I would never say
why
that.
Why are you winking at me?
That's for another reason.
Oh, yeah,
honestly,
you're right.
Honestly, look.
Because I'm sexy.
Well, we know that. That's abundantly clear.
Anyway, in other news, we've got to stay with the rugby league here, but I have seen reports overnight as well that the Newcastle Knights have agreed to part ways with David Armstrong already. So David Armstrong wants to go overseas. He wants to join the English Super League club, the Lee Leopards, on a 3-year deal, which is fine. You know, it's a longer deal for him. That's all well and good, but he should stay with us. Like, so, I feel like he's abandoning us.
No, hang on. He's going for money, right?
Oh, I think it's just because it's a longer contract.
Well, yeah.
Money, a longer contract. He's 20. He's he's got an opportunity to play international football.
So you wild oats.
Take it. Yeah. Take it with both hands while you can. Take it with both hands.
So you wild oats. Maybe it'll be a no-hands situation.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh dear, Blaxland's here. Tell us, what have you got going on in the news this morning?
Blaxland's not here.
Blaxland's not here.
Well.
Oh, that's right. We can just listen to this music for a bit.
Oh.
Right? Pump it up. This is one of my favourite songs.
I've actually never listened to it.
It's a bit of a vibe to
it. It's a banger and
this
a half. Should we see
so
where Blaxland
good.
Is?
Oh, that's all right.
We can, or we can just we'll run just through some of the news together if you want to.
Have you got some stories for us, Ari?
Oh, yeah. We should really talk about this Fernley track. Oh, no. That you're going to be so happy to talk about it.
Yeah.
So they're talking about our amazing track here that could soon stretch all the way down to the Central Coast.
Now, this is... You got so excited about
this. I did.
This.
I got very defensive over it.
And I was like, oh, brilliant. They built a bit more footpath. Did they?
who doesn't love a footpath story?
Well, that's
who doesn't,
right.
Famously.
Well, that is true. I mean, I feel like we could stretch it into a whole phone topic or something, but not today.
It is
not
a great
today.
Draw card for Newcastle Lake Macquarie, okay? Well, the final stage of the track is nearing completion.
Sure.
However, plans are now already underway to extend the path all the way down to the Sunny Coast.
So,
which is your neck of the woods, Crevo.
No, it's well,
Crevo's an Avocastrian now.
Yeah. Now he is. I would live in Mayfield. I mean, how much more do you want from me? Mm. But this is essentially when you say it stretches all the way to the Central Coast.
Yep.
They're talking about building just a bit from, like, Swansea to Catho, where it basically crosses the border. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, they're building a little bit of footpath.
Still, like, your technicality is a technicality.
You've got me there.
I've got you.
There we go. There we go.
On the line.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, during a presser this week, Swansea MP Yasmin Catley did say that investigations are now underway with the state government, now committing $2 million to a study to assess the coastal walk from Caves Beach to Budgie Woi.
You know what?
That's a lot of
what
money.
What a waste of $2 million.
Oh, it geez. Is a lot of money, that, I do
for
have to
a bunch
say.
Of people to go looking through, look, this is them shuffling some papers, right? And then they go, yeah. Our study concludes you can build a footpath there. You go, brilliant. Right? Now pay us $2 million.
Seriously, surely it doesn't cost that much in like raw materials to go to Bunnings and get some concrete.
That's not even building the footpath. That's the study, Scott.
But yeah, but surely, surely it's...
Yeah, they could have
just built it.
Just build it. Yeah, fair point.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I'm against it. Too many footpaths out there anyway, in my opinion.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And the news moves in cycles. Sometimes the same story gets regenerated, rebuilt out there because it's just so unbelievable that if you missed it the first time, you wouldn't miss it the second time because this is going to blow your mind. An Australian police officer has been stood down, has pled guilty to carrying a firearm with disregard to his colleague's safety all over another police officer threatening to spoil the end of a movie.
Whoa. So one copper has pulled another gun on another copper over a movie.
Over a movie.
Said, don't you spoil the ending?
Yes, pretty much. Don't spoil the ending. And the movie? Top Gun Maverick. So this is going back a couple of years.
Or has he just not seen it all this time?
Well,
he
hasn't seen the movie. And again, there sort of comes a point with movies and books and telly shows and stuff that you go, enough time has passed that you can be like...
Like a statute of limitations.
Exactly. If you haven't seen it by now, Snape kills Dumbledore. Sorry, that's not a spoiler anymore. No, don't even. I'm not going to let you. There comes a point where you go, we're just not going to hide from things. Like, if you haven't watched the Harry Potter series yet, you're either A, never going to, or B, you just don't care.
That's
and it. And so it's not even a spoiler thing anymore. And so with Top Gun, Again, it was the biggest movie of the year a couple of years ago, 2021, 22. Biggest movie of the year. And if you didn't watch it, probably weren't going to watch it. Yeah, let's be real. You can spoil the ending. What really got my attention, though, is that this isn't a standalone incident for the person in question. Yes, it is. But this has happened. This has been reported to happen other times as well. And again, you just go, where do people get off? A Russian scientist back in 2018 was working in Antarctica. He faced attempted murder charges, allegedly stabbing a colleague who said, "I'm going to spoil the ending of the book you're reading because they have a limited library," and he'd already read it at the remote location in Antarctica they were working from. Seriously, what are people thinking?
People are crazy. Okay, I have a good question for the both of you. So when does a spoiler not become a spoiler anymore? How much time has to pass?
What's the limit, the time limit?
So, for example, Bridgerton that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
What if we were going to talk about the ending of it, but how long do we need to wait until we talk about it? It's a couple of months, a year?
I was thinking like 2 days.
Okay.
Once it's released, 2 days later.
General consensus based on the fan groups that I have been a part of nerdier days.
Fan groups are you a part of?
Oh, no, but like when Avengers and stuff like that come out, like they say.
So you're an Avengers fan group?
Absolutely.
What other ones?
Oh, Avengers, The Boys, Rick and Morty, all of them. But like the general consensus for those fan groups was everybody shut your traps for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So once the release comes out, you've got 2 weeks of not talking about it. And then after that, those who will have seen it will see it. And those who care enough to see it in the first 2 weeks will see it in the first 2 weeks. And then after that, it's a open slather.
What if you got a bad flu and you couldn't go to the movies all that time?
Yep.
You're just captain of the excuses committee, aren't you, Crevo?
I certainly am.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh my God, guys, great movie just gone on to Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Have you guys seen or heard of Dumb Money?
Yes, I have. I think it's on Binge as well.
Yeah, cracking film. Do you remember during the pandemic there was this, I guess, strange story about the stock GameStop? GameStop, sorry.
Yeah, it was a big thing that everybody was investing and then pulling out or something.
Yeah, so there
remember that.
So a lot of, because the pandemic was on and all of the like retail shopping centers were closed, mm-hmm. your big hedge funds were shorting it. So they were saying, it's going to go down, right? And they bought these massive positions and shorting it. And then all of these basically nerds on Reddit were like, you know what? We're going to send this stock right through the roof, or to the moon, in their words.
Right.
And they made a lot of money because these big hedge funds, two of them, it's basically said two hedge funds broke.
Yeah.
A lot of these people made heaps of money. Great cast as well. Seth Rogen, Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Absolutely awesome movie, just out of nowhere. And it had a weird pace to it because it was based on a true story film. But the other great thing is all the music from that, like during the pandemic time, those like TikTok hits were like a big part of the
soundtrack.
The film and the soundtrack.
Oh, I love that.
Really cool. In a certain snapshot of time and a very interesting story. Highly recommended.
I was going to say, would that be your recommendation for this week?
Definitely. Really good movie.
Watch
and
list.
Yeah, unusual but good.
I find it great that there are events in our lifetime that are now being made into movies that you go, I was alive for that.
Yeah.
I remember that happening. Like, that's crazy.
Or when like any type of movie or TV show mentions COVID and you're just like, real life!
What a good time. Let's look back on. Obviously,
the memories.
Obviously, I'm joking, but what a great film. That's my top recommendation.
UFM. Hey, we're gonna
wanna remember the Novos on this day.
It's the 27th of June. Having a look back in history on this day, and the news kicking about the traps. Back to 1967 to begin. the birth of the ATM in London. It was on this day, all those many years ago, the first ATM was installed.
That's some amazing technology for 1967.
Yeah, huge. First transaction, I believe, was $300 from an ATM. That's what it was, yeah.
Cash is king.
Cash is king. Mm. Cash is very much king. 1994, a day that changed the world forever, the 27th of June, because Aerosmith became the first major band to let you download a song for free off the internet.
No way. Well, also, thank you, Aerosmith, for making that a trend.
Was that from their personal website or something at that time?
Well, it would have just been off the internet. Well, again, not iTunes, but yes, off the Aerosmith, or off their Aerosmith site, or Napster.
Oh,
it would have been
right.
Napster. The song was called Head First. It took a whopping 60 to 90 minutes to download.
Whoa.
You wouldn't put up with that.
Cast your mind back. What year would that have been?
94.
Yeah, I downloaded songs not too long after that. It used to take ages.
Yeah, right.
I remember 20 minutes being a thing.
That's nuts.
I think it got down to only just slightly less than that when I was starting to download music. Do you guys remember LimeWire?
Of course.
I would have never, because that sounds illegal.
Very much illegal. There was never a Bill Clinton thing on LimeWire. Never.
Nuts.
One of my favourite song download stories, as a random side note, is I remember being at the shops one day. We had like 6 shops around the corner. Mum pulled up at out the front of somebody's house, went in to go grab milk. It came up and said, there is a Wi-Fi connection near you. So I connected to this random person's Wi-Fi because they didn't have password on, downloaded a whole heap of songs, and then drove away.
Smart.
Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. You are an internet thief.
I am a thief.
Oh, convicted.
Innovator.
Famous birthdays today. Matthew Lewis, who plays Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter series, is 35 today.
Oh, my gosh.
The real hero of the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
He killed the snake.
And
famously, Snape killed Dumbledore. We can say that now. We can very much say that now.
Spoiler alert.
Harry Potter still killed the basilisk, which counts.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you say so.
What a nerdy debate. Move on, would you?
Who had the best snake in Harry Potter? Let's know. Then we move on. Tobey Maguire's birthday today, the 40s, 49. The best Spider-Man there ever was.
I agree, wholeheartedly.
He's the best, easily. I'm sorry, Tom Holland, but he's better.
I don't really have an opinion.
Okay.
On that one.
You're not nerdy enough for this chat.
Yeah, I feel like I've understood only about 20% of it.
Just a little bit. Khloe Kardashian is also 40 today. She's one of the Kardashian clan. What she does, who she is, couldn't tell you. All I know is that she's famous for being famous.
What do you love about her?
She's just so, like, she has the best wit about her. Like, she's very quick-witted. She's quite smart, which you wouldn't think so, but she is. And she's just gorgeous.
There we go.
Trendsetter.
Okay, what's been her biggest trend she set? Just a bit of information.
Her hair, of all kinds. I love her hair.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, Crevo's Googling who a Kardashian is.
No, right now. What is a Kardashian is what I put into Google. Let's come up with it. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, today's also Vera Wang, the American fashion designer. It's her birthday, 75 today. And as the 27th of June, it is National Pineapple Day. It is World Ice Cream Cake Day. And it's also National Handshake Day. Now, in regards to handshakes, we were talking a little earlier on in the show about the Blues, the New South Wales Blues.
Sure.
Member of the Blues, but also captain for the Canterbury Bulldogs, Stephen Crichton. It came out that when he joined the Blues squad, he has an individual handshake with every member on the 20-man squad.
No way.
Can you believe that?
That's
a personal handshake that he remembers for every player.
That sounds exhausting.
Oh, you just wouldn't bother, would you?
No. How about just the standard one? Two hands meeting each other.
No, elbows touching. That's how we do it.
Yeah, right. All right. We're back at COVID times, are we? I wouldn't hope so.
UFM. The Novos.
So there's a bit of news floating around, guys. Some property and investment news kind of hits home for me a little bit. So I have been teasing on the show that I was going to inform you both about a family connection that I have, a famous one, but it's come out of the humble town of Holmesville, where I grew up.
Yeah, right. Nice part of the world. Beautiful part of the world.
Where you used to have a home.
The founder of the town, his last name was Holmes. So anyway.
There we go.
Moving on. So former Miss Universe, Jennifer Hawkins.
Local gal.
She actually grew up around the corner from me in Holmesville. So she knows my dad, she knows my mum, they were family friends, whatever.
There you go.
That is my claim to fame. And you know what?
Have you ever met her?
I haven't personally. I think I've walked past her twice.
Right. Oh, yeah, good.
But when she was crowned Miss Universe, I was 6 years old, okay?
Right.
She used to run past, she's like, I'd go for runs around Holmesville and whatever when she was a teenager and whatever, and she'd wave to Dad and be like, hey, Mr. Gaddy, how are you? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the Gaddies. Keeping up with the Gaddies.
Keeping up with the Gaddies.
The show coming
again.
Soon. I can't wait.
Well, that's the thing, and Dad loves to tell this story as well. He's just like, oh, I know a famous person, you know, it's so good. She's the most amazing thing to come out of Holmesville. And I'm like, Dad, I'm the second best thing to come out of Holmesville, so I'm technically famous. It's true. Anyway, so she's just mentioned, well, she hasn't really mentioned it. It's not like she's put out a public press release or anything, but she has actually offloaded her investment property on the outskirts of Newcastle, so around Minmai.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, she got a big, you know, land thing down there, or what's going on?
It's
what's her
decent
investment?
Size piece of land, actually. Yeah, like right. 600 and something
square meters. That's much more humble.
Anyway, it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house.
Does
in
it look
Mumbai.
Good?
It looks all right, actually, but the thing is, it was sold for $840,000, but she bought it in 2008 for $345,000. So, one, through the roof.
She
obviously,
doubled
you know,
her money.
Making heaps.
That's heaps, but also, come on, $840,000 for a Minmai house. One
what?
Bathroom.
It's pocket change to general.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Pocket change.
Yeah.
But they're saying that this is like built her investment portfolio. I mean, she's a millionaire, so it doesn't really matter. But.
Question for you.
Yeah.
You see that house, and you would have snooped on the realestate.com listing, wouldn't
absolutely
you?
Absolutely, I have.
Would you prefer to live at her house, or would you prefer to live at your house?
My house is better.
Wow.
However, this is not her mansion that she's sold. It's just an investment property that she bought in 2008.
Still, though.
2008.
Still, you'd prefer to. You must have a good house.
Yeah,
is all
someone's
I can say.
Living nice.
The Gaddy Mansion. Absolutely stunning, no doubt.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So yesterday, the weather was just so good after we were done with the show.
Beautiful.
My wife, Emmy, said, let's go out and have a little fish and chips treat.
So she did it.
A stunning day. We bundled the baby into the car, into the little Suzuki Jimny.
Lovely.
And off we went. That's the sound of the baby pressing the horn, by the way, of course.
She's sitting on your lap.
She's got a license already.
Well, yeah. So fast. You know, and having her on the lap. You got to teach him to drive somehow,
yeah,
right?
Driving a stick and everything.
Yeah, that's it. So away we went. Picked up the fish and chips at Kingfish at Honeysuckle.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
little
lovely.
Takeaway. They're so good there.
I've heard they're the best.
Really good. And then went out to Nobby's and just parked the car. You know, you can get the ones that are facing right onto the ocean.
Yes. Yeah.
And just sat there, tunes going, and just enjoying a bit of fish and chips and our beautiful beaches and stuff.
Gorgeous.
What a
day it was. Absolutely stunning.
So
unbeatable.
Who was working at the shop then?
We had yesterday was Julie, the lovely Julie.
Okay,
taking
so
care of things.
You didn't just leave the shop to its own devices.
Nah,
yeah,
I wouldn't
okay.
do that. Crevo's is open 7 days.
Yes.
At what time would they be open?
Sunday, Monday to 10 to 3. Every other day 10 to 4.
Okay.
Open 7 days.
Great.
On Clyde Street there, that's unit 7.
Are you a battered fish or a grilled fish kind of guy?
Battered.
Oh, 100%.
Don't
man,
play around.
Yeah, we're not.
What about scallops and Pluto pups? How do we feel about those?
Yeah, so we had, the order was 1 serve of fish and chips,
okay.
Some calamari rings, crumbed, and some potato scallops.
Oh.
And it was perfect.
What was Esme having?
She had the...
Esme's the baby, by the way.
Yeah, Esme
just
gumming
the
baby.
Chips.
No, she had the extra spicy calamari with extra chili sauce. Yeah, she'll be 6 weeks old soon, so that was fun.
They grow up so fast. A new trend kicking about on the internet is called raw dogging. Look, it sounds...
Google that.
Don't Google it. Do not Google it. It sounds worse than it actually is, and it's taken the internet by a storm.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
What have you seen on a plane, on any sort of public transport? There's a new trend kicking around called raw dogging, and it started as a thing that you do on long plane trips, which is, in essence, you're sitting there doing nothing for the entire duration of the flight. And when I say doing nothing, it means no films, no music, sleep, snacks, distractions, at all. You just sit there and stare right ahead.
As an avid user of social media, especially TikTok, I've seen this trend, right? I've watched this. It looks like the most boring thing in the world.
So weird.
Why would you not, like, want to keep yourself entertained on a long-haul flight?
Well, there's the whole thing is that they record themselves doing it. So
people
there's
are
the
so
loop,
weird.
There's the loophole in it.
Yeah.
My record that I've seen, I wouldn't be able to do it. I have the attention span of a goldfish. The record I've seen is 14 hours.
Wow.
A bloke sat there recording himself watching on the in-flight entertainment screen the map of the plane as it flies from country to country, like over the top, so you know where you are in the world. Mm. He watched that for 14 hours, and I could not think of anything worse.
Neither can I. It
has originally started out as a trend on planes, but now it's gone into different areas of life, such as running. So they're calling it like the raw dog run, running without headphones, you're not stopping for drinks.
That's
you're just
running.
Yeah. It feels that, well, again, I can barely go on a hot girl walk without headphones.
Same.
If my AirPods die or they run out of battery, I'm lost. I'll pin the Uber right there and then and go home.
No, you just play it out loud on your phone. That's what I do. I don't care about anyone else around me.
I'm not that person. I'm not. But it begs the question, what have you seen people do on planes, on public transport? It could be funny. It could be gross. It could be anything. Your chance to win tickets to go and see The Odd Couple, Shane Jacobs and Todd McKenny. It's playing in Sydney this Sunday afternoon.
Well, I did see something odd on a bus trip that I took a couple of years ago. This was down in Canberra. So I was sitting there minding my own business,
sure.
And there was a person two seats in front of me. They decided to take their shoes off and start oiling up their feet.
Oiling?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Like baby oil or something?
Get me off of this bus! Yeah, it was. And they were looking around. I'm like, okay, I don't think this is okay.
Yeah, skincare's important, though. They're just looking after themselves.
Oiling up your feet?
That is not the place. That is not the place.
According to who? Is there a law against?
Okay, Scott, I don't want to know what you're doing on a bus.
There's people that clip their fingernails and their toenails and stuff on planes. You go, nah, that, I'm not about that, but oiling your feet in the bus, yeah, why not? Go for it.
There's something about being on a plane or whatever, and some people just treat it like that they're in private.
Like their own living room.
You're cattle classing it. There's everybody around you. You're packed in like sardines.
Yeah.
You can't be doing some of the stuff they get up to.
Well, I've seen the toenail clipping on a plane.
And really?
Yeah, and that, like I said, people just think that they're in their own world and that nobody can see them. But you actually can be seen.
Of all things, raw dogging actually seems the most normal on a plane, which is just to sit there and do nothing. Compared to anything else they could be doing, I'd rather somebody be raw dogging next to me than doing nothing else, than clipping their fingernails.
You've got to stop saying raw dogging, is my advice. All right, this is what we're after. 4967-4105. What unusual things have you seen on public transport or a plane or whatever, or gross, or could be on the dangerous side of things as well? I remember seeing the door to where the pilot is just fall open.
Oh,
that's no good.
When we were taking off on a flight.
No.
Very nerve-wracking because you're looking at them and you can see the pilots all concentrating, pushing all the levers. That takeoff segment, that's when all the important bits happen.
I'd be more worried about, seeing the plane door kind of open up on itself. It's like, well, what else has gone loose on the plane?
But exactly right.
To Maryland, Jen, good morning. Jen, what have you seen other people do on public transport?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Jen.
It's me. hey, we came on a, we went on a cruise in November to the Pacific Islands, and it's like a three-island swap cruise, and we went to Noumea, and we had to catch a tender from the ship to the island. No word of a lie, this girl, she would have been in her 40s, sat opposite us in a bikini and just a cover-up, and she had a wax pot between her legs. And she's waxing the inside of her thighs right up to bikini line. You could almost see her bejesus. It was just... And you should have seen all the guys on the cruise ship. They couldn't get their eyes off her. I couldn't get my eyes off her.
Waxing
it was
in public.
So weird.
Oh, that my is, God.
So was she pulling the strips
and I'm thinking,
off?
Yeah. And I'm screaming. Thinking, I might need my eyebrows done. Should I ask her for a strip? No. I wasn't game enough.
Is it a strip or maybe some advice?
Yeah, how to do it.
Oh, my God. That takes a cake.
It certainly does.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Money. To luck.
all you got to do to win this game is put three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. And we'll just give them to you, but we won't give you the prices. That's your job to figure that out, right?
Yes.
Not the actual prices.
No.
Yeah, just the cheapest, the most expensive.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to work that out. Here's the prize, though. This is absolutely stunning. You get yourself some tickets to School of Rock the Musical at Civic Theatre in Newcastle. This June, you can snag 2-for-1 tickets with the code HIGHVOLTAGE. Book now, schoolofrocknewcastle.com.au, or win some now for free. That's even cheaper than 2-for-1.
High-voltage tickets, high-voltage rock and roll with School of Rock.
Oh,
come
my
on,
God.
Stick it to the man.
That's right. It's such a good show. And any night you get to go to the Civic Theatre, you dress up.
Great night.
You enjoy the red carpet and the beautiful atmosphere
and
in there.
And a wine and a choc top, baby.
Yeah, that is a great combo and
that
one
is.
I endorse.
Yep.
That is Crevo approved. Let's meet our contestant for this morning. It's Margaret in Gillison Heights.
Morning, Margaret. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Really good.
Oh, fantastic. What are you up to for your Thursday? What's on the agenda?
I'm just going to do a bit of gardening this morning, then make some covers for the dog cages.
Oh, that is a combination of activities that I can guarantee nobody else is doing this morning.
Wholesomeness, too.
Margaret's a hobbyist.
Yeah.
Working on the hobbies.
It's an old person's lifestyle.
Oh, no. What are you, 30? You sound in your 20s, though.
I was going to say 21.
Mid-60s.
No. You know what? We have the best listeners of all sorts. Hey, do you know how the game works?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Okay. We're going to get straight into it. And today I've got a bit of a theme because it's International Pineapple Day.
Love it.
So today has a pineapple theme. Oh, are you ready for your three items?
Yes.
Good. Here we go. First item, a Hawaiian pizza from Bar Soleil in Tyers Hill. Item number one.
Mm-hmm.
Item number two, a bag of pineapple lumps from Woolies. That's like that's the sort of, it's a pineapple candy covered in chocolate.
Yeah,
it's from New Zealand.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. All right, item number three, and this one's a bit off the wall, but just hear me out. It's a pair of pineapple-themed boxer shorts, right?
Yeah.
And it comes with a can of pineapple soft drink on the Kogan website. That's right. That's the website you normally buy TVs and stuff off. But they're a bit odd. So they are selling that as a combination.
The internet is a wonderful place, isn't it, Margaret?
It is.
Yeah. All right. So just to review.
Margaret gets it.
You've got the Hawaiian pizza. You got the bag of pineapple lumps. And you've got the pineapple-themed boxer shorts and can of soft drink as a package.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's get into it.
Okay, least is lumps, the pineapple lumps.
Okay.
The middle one is the Hawaiian pizza, and the most dearest is the boxer shorts.
Ooh, I would have done that too, actually.
Very confident.
Yeah.
So, let's get into the prices. The pineapple lumps from Woolworths,
$5. Ooh, they're going up.
I don't know, I haven't bought them in ages.
Cost of living, mate. Everything's going up.
Yeah. You have the pizza next from Bar Soleil, the Hawaiian. That comes in at $23, which means, Margaret, you are still in the game here. You wanted to go to School of Rock the Musical?
Definitely.
Yeah, who wouldn't, right? I mean, and 2-for-1 tickets at the moment if you haven't got on to Lovis Deluxe.
High voltage code
That's
word.
That's right. That is the code word. Don't forget that ever.
Okay.
Now, the price of the boxer shorts with pineapples on them and the can of pineapple-flavoured soft drink from Kogan, one of the weirdest shopping combinations of all time.
Oh, you're killing me here, Crevo. Come on.
Comes in at $32.99.
Oh, she's done it.
Excellent.
Margaret, not only do you have dog coats and your gardening done, you also have tickets to School of Rocks. How does that feel?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 UFM.
UFM's Week of Comedy. Five comedians, 5 days with tickets up for grabs as well. The Newcastle Comedy Festival is in town from the 28th of June through to July 21. And joining us on the line this morning, my cousin Vlad. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
Oh, mate, it's great to have you on the show. Your show, Dis Dad, the Gal on Beaumont, July 12. Mate, let's get us started. Where'd you get your name from?
Bro, I was inspired by my cousin Vlad, you know, so...
Literally.
He's the guy that gave me the idea, and my name's Vlad as well, so I was just like, it was almost an ode to him, his lifestyle, so that's where it came from.
Ooh, Vladception.
You say his lifestyle. What is it about his lifestyle that you draw on?
Everything, man. We're like European background, so like atypical in the regular kind of Australian lifestyle. Well, we were in the 90s and the 2000s. Everything was so strange to me, man, like looking back on my childhood. And the way my mates work compared to my Aussie mates, the upbringing, the food, the disciplining, everything.
100%. Yeah, I can relate.
See, the 100%, like you say 100%, that's a wog thing.
Well, funny you should say that.
Aussies never said 100% in their life. They just say, yeah, for sure, mate. But us wogs, we've taken it even further because you've caught us. Now we're saying like 120%, like we've got over.
Always working hard, I
always.
Guess.
Always.
Otherwise, you got no way to get ahead otherwise, isn't it?
No, you got to work. Wogs love, you know what I mean, after our shift, like staying back double time.
Yep. Cashies.
I love that.
Yeah, you're my type of man. I get you.
Yeah.
How would you describe your style in terms of look, fashion, that kind of thing?
Immaculate. It's immaculate. Look, I've got a head only a mother could love, so you've got to at least do something with the rig, you know. So I try to dress up like James Bond, coming out with a suit, the hair flickering in the wind, sunglasses, you know, to keep the perception clear. It's a whole thing. You've got to see it in person, to be honest.
Fantastic. Right. I love that. It's the Oakleys, isn't it?
It is Oakleys. And that I used to go, like, running a lot in the forest, licking rivers and stuff like that to keep hydrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it stuck. And people loved it. They were like, keep the suit, keep the sunny, and keep the bad head, and we'll support you.
How did you actually get into comedy? What was your trajectory there?
It was unbelievable. I was in real estate, and I hated my life day to day. And I was just sitting there in a suit one day making a video of how disappointing buyers were at a property. And all my friends just started saying, mate, you got to put more of these videos up. We love laughing at your pain. I just put up, like, all these videos, and before you know it, people said, do you want to do a live show? We'll buy tickets. And my first tour sold out in, like, 24 hours. It was wild. It was wild. I went from door-knocking Greek old ladies, you know, in the area to, you know, playing in a theatre to their grandsons. You know,
that must be all that WOG support that you got behind you there.
I love it. I tell you what, WOGs are more supportive than a hipster in a university crowd. They are all in. You know what I mean? Like, a hipster gets over you after your first album. They're not interested afterwards. They're like, oh, they used to be good. But now, these WOGs, we're loyal. We will stay with a woman we did not like for 50 years and die miserably. We stay.
And how long have you been with your woman that you don't like?
It's 11 very slow, arduous years. For the sake of comedy, you know, I do love her, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Whatever you got to say to get through it, right?
So, mate, the show's called Dis Dat. What is Dis Dat?
Firstly, it's my pronouns. Dis slash dat. So, you know, people get offended over that, but if you're going to make 72 pronouns, if I'm making the 73rd, it's a bit of this, bit of that. You don't know what on what day whether I'll give you this or that. So the comedy features my life, love life, culture, my upbringing. So it's got a bit of this and a bit of that.
I like that. And great. I thought that based on that, maybe we could give you a couple of hypotheticals, either this or that, and you can decide which you'd take, all right?
Let's go for it.
Would you never want to eat chocolate again or never be able to wear Oakleys again?
I'm going to go with, it's I want to wear the Oakleys. I want to wear the Oakleys.
Of course you do.
Whatever the other one. Yeah.
All right,
You can't live without the Oakleys. Yeah. I get it. I understand. Yeah. Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet? Mm.
I've got to have hands for feet because I need them for playing guitar, doing different stuff around the house. Like, I need something, yeah.
And I guess the other advantage of that is then you could play one with your lower hands and one with your upper hands.
Yeah, I can do harmonise with the feet hands and do, like, the rhythm with the hand hands.
And as long as you're still wearing Oakleys, that's a show. And that's all you need in life.
Bro, I'll sell our theatres around the world with that type of get-up.
My cousin Vlad, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's at the Gal on Beaumont, July 12th. Get your tickets ASAP before they sell out.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. That was a good laugh.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And if there's something that never ceases to amaze me is the sporting talent of the next generation that we've got here in the Hunter, across Newcastle.
Couldn't agree more.
Are you talking about yourself?
Oh, I wish. West Wallsend High School yesterday posted an update that a year 9 student by the name of Jessica is heading to Canada this morning to represent Australia at 2 track and field competitions against athletes from the US and Canada.
Oh, come on, Jessica.
That's massive for a year 9 student. She's competing in long jump, triple jump, discus, javelin, and shot put. 48 high school students from around Australia, and she's been selected.
Oh, my God.
That is exceptional, isn't it?
From the
what
hood.
A great effort. Jessica
so good.
M, West Wallsend High School.
In
she's
year 9...
Jessica from the block.
Wow, good question. In year 9, the only record I was competing with was, like, who was the fastest to eat a fruity meter?
Oh, so I was playing GTA, Grand Theft Auto. Who could get the furthest in the game without getting stopped by the teacher in class?
Right.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I was eating chicken schnitzel at lunchtime and doing nothing else.
Chicken schnitzel at lunchtime?
Well, that's...
Well, must be nice.
Yeah, very fancy for a lunch in year 9.
Yes. Yeah, while she's over there, Jess is also going to be checking out stops in LA. She's going to go see Disneyland and Universal Studios.
Oh, good.
So it's a whole trip for a trip of a lifetime at year 9. What are you, 14, 15 years old?
Yeah, sounds about right.
So cool.
Incredible. Great opportunity. And very best of luck to you, Jessica. If your family's listening, please pass on the message.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, wow.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, I've got a little bit of a family dilemma going on at the moment. Nothing too serious, but it's something that's starting to grind my gears.
Okay,
so
what
I
have
need
we got?
Your help.
Sure.
So basically, everyone knows by now, my brother's dog, Murphy, he's come to stay with us for a little while for all different reasons. But the thing is, though, I've been having some trouble with young Murphy, my little fur nephew. So whenever I get up early at 3 a.m. for work, of course, every morning, he's always barking or making noises, or he like makes whining sounds or things like that. So he wakes up the household when I'm trying to be dead quiet, trying to leave the house so the rest of the family doesn't wake up. So the thing is, though, this has been going on for nearly 2 weeks, and I'm feeling quite stressed about it, and I'm not entirely sure how long Murphy's going to be staying with us. Apparently, my parents promised to take him for a couple of weeks, so something like a month-long contract, I don't know.
So it's a month total.
At least.
And behind the scenes, you have told us it's because another dog's being taken care of, isn't it?
Yeah, so the other dog that my brother has and his wife have, he's just gone through surgery.
Right.
So he's got stitches. He doesn't want the energetic dog around the older dog and, you know, maybe hurt him.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And that's fine. So we're always the damn doggy daycare, my side of my family.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You've agreed to a month. Is the basics of it.
I
you agreed? Well, yeah, your family's agreed to a month.
Mm-hmm.
But now the issue is that the dog's making noise a little bit.
Yeah, and what happens is my dad especially, his patience span is not very extensive, so he can just, like, you know, get quite cranky at Murphy a lot
yeah.
of the time.
Well, also it seems like you're a little bit upset
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I'm a bit on edge. So my question to you guys, and of course, get in touch with us, 4967-4105. Can I ask to send the dog back?
Can you send the dog home early?
Of course you can't.
Of course.
Why not?
Because you said you'd have it for 2 weeks. So you're taking it for 2 weeks. You take it for a month or however long you need to take it.
It was a month contract.
Around.
A month contract was the agreement.
Then you take it for a month. If that's what you agree, dog can sleep outside.
No. He's not allowed to sleep outside, apparently. He has to be babied.
Let's not talk about inside or outside. Mm. What we need to talk about here is, can you send the dog home early?
Yes, and I think that I should. I don't want to be horrible, but I can't deal with it.
I think I'm on Scott's side here.
Yeah, really? No,
if you've agreed to, or your family's agreed to take it for a month, then you take it for a month.
You can't send it home early.
Yeah, but my brother does this to us all the time. He just expects it. He's like, you take the dog. Thanks.
Nah, I think, Ari, if you've... Here's the issue, right?
Yeah.
Because if you send that dog home early because you're a little bit uncomfortable with a couple of noises...
He gets up and barks. barks at 3 a.m.
A little bit of noise, right?
Put him outside. There you go.
He'll run away.
if that's the issue, then I think you need to hold, like, you can't send it home early because you're endangering the old dog that's had surgery.
Mm. Oh, he's all right.
No.
He's running around now.
No, you're endangering the old dog that's had surgery just so that you can get another bit of sleep. That is selfish. That's selfish behaviour.
I'm already
and I
up.
I won't stand for it.
I'm just trying to make sure that my parents don't get cranky about being woken up at 3 a.m. so they'll get mad at me.
4967 4105. Can Ari send the dog home early?
Absolutely
Scott,
not.
She wants to. Scott and I are saying no. Maybe you want to support Ari and say yes. We'll take your calls on the air next, and you could win a great prize today. How about this? 4 tickets to My Cousin Vlad.
Great comedian. Oh, he's very
we interviewed
bloke.
Him earlier in the show today. He is hilarious. This is all part of the Newcastle Comedy Festival. You and 3 friends could be off to see him for free.
That's a lot of tickets.
4967 4105. Can Ari send this dog home early? don't do it is what I'm saying. I think it's wrong.
How about Trish and Rutherford? Trish, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Wonderful. Hi. Trish, what can Ari do? Can she send the dog back or not?
No, she's got a. He's only got 2 weeks to go. Time to persevere and keep him there.
There we go. See, Trish gets it.
Yeah. Tough it out.
Yeah. Trish. Yeah. Trish is on the right side of history here.
In the words of Trish, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay, Usher.
Let's wrap it up in Edgeworth. Liz, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. You've had the dog for 2 weeks, and it's. Be time for stitches and stuff to come out. So, yeah, I think so. If he's unsettled, he's better off to be at home and, yeah, where he's going to be more settled.
So you're on team Ari that you should send the dog home after 2 weeks, even though they agreed before.
Yeah, if the dog's stressing and needs to be at home, yeah, totally agree. Yeah.
Once again, we have solved absolutely nothing. Classic the Novos, this is.
From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock. HunterCity.com.au. 105.3 New FM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. 2 great locals. Now, let's find some more. New FM's Night Rider.
That's right. It is your chance now to win yourself a brand new MGZS car from the Hunter City Motor Group worth up to $25,000 with New FM's Night Rider competition. We're doing 3 more names to get into the draw to win this amazing new car. It is gorgeous. It's nice silver colour. It's a good SUV, good size, perfect for the family.
Sitting in the driveway at the moment here at New FM. Mm.
That's right.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, you walk past it and you do a double take. You go, what's that stunning car over there? Oh, yeah, it's the MGZS.
Look, let's just say this.
Hunter City Motor Group.
It makes all of us here at New FM very, very jealous.
Mm, yeah.
So this is from the Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details. And if you want to be in the draw to win this car as well, head over to newfm.com.au to register. But right now, the 3 names that we're going to be calling out that you need to call back within 10 minutes and 53 seconds on 4967 4105. Here we go. Here are the 3 names for this morning. Siobhan Bust from Marmong Point. We've got Bobby King from Warners Bay. And, of course, Tracy Stevens from Jules. If this is you or you know them, get in touch with them and tell them to call 4967 4105. Your 10-minute and 53-second timer starts right now. From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group. And we've read out 3 names not too long ago. Let's see who we've got here on the line. How good morning. Who have we got?
Bobby King. Oh, from Warners Bay.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Well done. You've gotten in time. Are you excited to win this new car if you can, Bobby?
I am, yeah.
Well, good luck. You are in the draw.
Thank you.
And it looks like good news. Phone is ringing again on 4967 4105. Good morning. Who do we have here?
This is Siobhan Beast.
From which suburb?
Marmong Point.
Yes, that's what we're looking
excellent.
For. Well done. Good job in calling up in time. A brand new car would be pretty handy for you.
That'd be great.
A brand new MGZS could be all yours. Thank you for registering and good luck.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I want to talk about tradies around Newcastle and the Hunter. And this is, I guess, a bigger trend as well. Obviously, like, your apprenticeship enrolments have been dropping over time.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Over the last couple of years. However, people are wanting to look like tradies. Now, this isn't to, I guess, scam people or whatever.
Oh, this isn't a scam story?
It's a fashion story.
Oh, okay, I'm into this. Okay.
So, there's a trend at the moment where people are buying, like, old paint-splattered jackets or pants that have rips in them and, you know, the knees worn out on the secondhand market, and they're paying big dollars. There are even, down the M1 in Sydney, there are even dealers who are specialising in trade-worn clothing.
I was going to say, this kind of just sounds like a 90s trend that's come back with the torn jeans and the paint jackets and whatever.
Well, they're torn jeans. There should be a discount because there's a hole in them.
Okay, boomer.
And I'm the father in the team. How have you made a joke that bad? Look, what it is, though, is these clothes are selling for big dollars, sometimes hundreds of dollars for like a jacket that's been on the work site for a good couple of months and has got some rips in it and that sort of thing, because young people, they think that this is going to make them more attractive.
Wow.
Now, as a single person in the team, Ari.
That is me.
You see, if you see a guy, you know, in the tradie gear, in like the high vis, and it looks like it's been well worn. So
he's been working hard.
Been working hard.
Okay, all right.
But underneath, he looks very clean cut and doesn't look like he's been on the work site all day. He looks like he's, you know, been working in an H&M. Do you think that this is a good-looking rooster? Is that attractive to you? Do you find that hot?
You know what? I don't mind it.
Yeah?
I'm conjuring up an image in my head, and it's not that bad. Like, everyone's seen what a tradie wears.
Sure.
I find them attractive.
Okay,
so
all right.
It's working for me.
But are you attracted to the profession or are you attracted to the person?
The look.
They're both.
The look. What's more
important?
If you look
like you work hard or you actually do work hard, I'm going to be attracted to you.
Okay, so it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, well, white-collar culture, famously, if you walk around with a clipboard, nobody's going to ask you any questions because you look busy.
True.
As a tradie, if you walk around dressed in a tradesman's gear / carrying a ladder, no one's going to ask you questions. This has been a big thing on the internet and as a social media trend is getting into places dressed as a tradie and using a ladder.
Yeah, that's
really?
True.
So maybe that's a part of it as well, is that they just want some freebies
and power.
They're not fashionistas. They're just cheap.
Well, here's another tip as well.
Yeah.
And if you are a real tradie and you've got a couple of bits of high vis that are almost worn out, you're about to, you know, chuck them out or donate them to the Sallies, why not sell them online for hundreds of dollars and you can buy all new work gear?
Fast Facebook Marketplace, here we come.
There we go.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And a number of famous phone booths have appeared over the years. I'm talking the TARDIS.
Oh, yes.
Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
How about the phone booth that the members of the Matrix, so Neo, Trinity, all of them go into to get out of the Matrix? Superman's phone booth that he runs into to get changed.
All of the phone booths that the Weasley dad goes into to get to the Ministry of Magic.
Of course, you've got the Telstra phone booths as well. So many of them.
Sure.
And another iconic one to add to the list, an IKEA phone booth pop-up is in Newcastle right now. So an IKEA phone booth pop-up is a way that IKEA is encouraging people in what they're calling regional cities or regional towns outside of big capital cities.
Sydney and Canberra.
Sydney, Canberra stuff. To shop at IKEA. And so it's letting you know ways that you can order online and book consultations and do things virtually. And they're demonstrating it through a phone box, which is at Dixon Park Beach.
I have a question. Why a phone box / phone booth? Why?
I guess because what we order on now is a phone.
Yeah.
And then they put a phone in a box. And then you've got phone box.
As a way as well that you want to be able to communicate. And so they're giving you a physical place to communicate with IKEA. virtually.
It is. There's layers to it. It's a bit of an onion situation.
Somebody at the marketing team in IKEA deserves a raise. Now, this isn't the first out-of-the-box, pardon the pun, idea that IKEA has had of late. They have opened up a virtual store in Roblox. Now, I can't entirely get my head around this. It's a game called the Coworker Game, allowing players to experience working in IKEA's virtual universe. So this, plus a phone booth to communicate their ideas, whatever they're doing, it's standing out. Yeah. Give them a raise.
It is standing out, but I personally, I'm not running down to Dixon Park to stand in a phone box.
I am. I'm going down there this afternoon.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Really? Are you going to report back?
The general plan is visitors step inside the phone box. There's going to be a tablet inside with a direct line to IKEA customer care. So from there, you've got a direct point of call to get in touch and book all your IKEA needs.
Just rewind a little bit there. It's a phone booth with a tablet in it.
Yeah.
So it's technically not a phone booth.
It's a tablet booth.
Yeah, but it's a communication booth.
Right.
Just call it a comms booth.
Well, it looks like a phone booth is what we're getting at, with the IKEA branding and stuff on it.
Okay. Yes, it's blue and yellow. Fun fact about IKEA in the Australian market, there are 12 Australian IKEA stores right across the nation, and in the world, we are the seventh country with the most IKEA stores.
Ooh. People love it. Why don't they put one in Boolaroo and stop messing around.
Right next to the Costco.
Yeah,
let's
hurry that thing up.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And according to realestate.com, there are 10 crimes that are ruining your home.
Oh, dear.
And I've gone through a couple of them and thought, Mr. Mark Crevo, I've been to your place.
The Mayfield Cottage.
The Mayfield Cottage. And
very nice.
I'm going to have to hold you to account to some of them because they are ruining not only your home, but the guest experience in your home.
Oh, no. And I'm all about the guest experience.
Yes, you are.
I like my guests to be comfortable, happy, relaxed, all that stuff.
A very hospitable bloke he is. He and Emmy as a couple. Yeah. Very hospitable. And Esme. Yeah. Very hospitable.
That's right. Well, I've been over there too. We had a team dinner not too long ago. And it's beautiful in there. I don't know what you're talking about, Scott.
No, there's crimes.
Okay.
Let's kick things off.
Okay, all right.
I'm ready. Hang on. Do we need any, court, vibes going on?
I agree order with in most the court. Of these. I agree with most of these. Now, Crevo, first thing I see...
It's my favourite sound.
First thing you see walking up the front steps to your place...
Sure.
Right above your door is a big live, laugh, love sign, and inspirational quotes are a no-go.
What are you talking about? I love inspirational quotes.
Nah, I'm not about it. Enjoy the little things, just the signs around your... Yeah. House, they're all even like the patchwork stitching that's done on them. I hate them. Why would you put inspirational quotes around your house?
Yeah. So that's the one you can't have.
And apparently, it's corny.
The best ones are stickers straight on the wall.
Why use wallpaper? Just straight smack them on.
Stickers, live life, love, laugh loud, all that stuff.
Now, this one does not apply to you, but I think we can all attest to this. Do not put carpet in your bathroom.
Oh,
an absolute no. The jury's not out on that one. Jury's all in.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do it.
Straight to the police.
Straight to the police. Call the police. If you've got carpet in your bathroom that's not a bath towel, like actual carpet that you're not hanging up to dry, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
You know who loves a carpeted bathroom?
Who?
The British. They are in England, the carpeted bathrooms are everywhere and it is filthy. It matches their teeth.
Be careful. There might be some Brits over here listening to us.
Staining the carpet so it's the colour of their teeth.
You guys are horrible. Oh, my God.
It's not
God.
My fault they have bad teeth.
Another crime in your home. Now, Crevo, I didn't see this in your house, but first and foremost, you have to admit to it.
Okay.
Spirit of honesty.
Yeah.
Do you have a gallery wall in your house?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's a crime.
Oh, no.
Lock him up.
Call the police.
Lock him up. So this is the gallery wall of all your photos. And I imagine now that baby Esme is, 6 weeks old?
Yep.
Yep. There's a whole room dedicated to baby Esme pictures. I'd imagine that in your place.
Not quite.
They
but
will
she
be.
Does have a little couple of photos on the wall. Because in my eyes, being a dad, of course she's the best.
You haven't done any professional photo shoots with her yet, though.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Good on you.
Yep.
We'll address that later on. How about this? Another crime in the home.
Yeah.
if you use the big light, not lamps around your room. So if you have like a chandelier or something in the center of your room used to light up the space, it's ruining your home.
Oh, no.
I have chandeliers. I do not get on board with that. I do not get on board. They move on to talk about that size does matter in the room. So when it comes to...
Tell me, it does. Emmy, my wife Emmy agrees with that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. But size matters. So you've got either big things that occupy the space rather than small things.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep talking. Oh. Rather than small things that make the place look cluttered and crowded. If you've got sad, saggy cushions, hike them. Get rid of them.
Yep,
get
rid of them. Nothing sad and saggy in my house.
Nothing at all. And then we'll wrap things up with a leather sofa is apparently ruining your home.
We used to have one of those.
Yeah, well, I'm at my place in Tyers Hill. Mm-hmm. It's all fabric lounges, but my folks' place has a leather couch, and it's fantastic. Nothing against the leather couch, but according to this this realestate.com, it's ruining the property.
Get rid of it.
New FM. The Novos. The
Novos. I'm going to enjoy this beautiful weather today. I think I'm going to fire up the Weber. When I get home.
Oh, treat yourself.
Crack a beer. I'll grab some steaks or something on the way home for lunch. Because, you know, we're knocking off soon. In fact, right now, we're done.
Yes!
We're getting out of here.
Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday. More comedy tickets up for grabs. Plus, don't forget, your name could be given at any time now for the new MGZS to get in the draw for that. Be listening. Never turn off New FM ever in your life. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.